That's why you're losing.
You have to have work for them. Of course, I'm glad our Japanese contingent isn't here. It's a little bit difficult to. Now, for instance, take a typewriter, for instance. I could get a typewriter for $59, I believe it was, kind of a used, remade thing, and it lasted me all my life. And so I had to buy a typewriter the other day because a girl came out from the high school, couldn't use it. And I found that you can't keep a typewriter without having a repairman to visit at least 4 times a year. And that it's electronics and I can't use it, and that's when a terrible mess. And I don't know what we have progressed ourselves out in just this. We wonder why people can't live today. And you know, it's almost insane to know that all the land we have that is not cultivated, and still people have to be on food stamps and so forth. You just begin to wonder. Food is productive. If you don't believe it, go along that stretch to prison up by Huttonsville and see that standing corn, acres after acres. So it must pay somewhere to do it. Something happened to us somewhere. I don't know. But we are not getting the children that our grandparents did, for some reason, or their grandparents. There's something wrong somewhere, I don't know. But you can't fight for industry in a state if that industry doesn't pay, isn't that right? It's got to pay so much. Taxes is high. Strikes can be devastating. It can be a difficult thing. The coal business could have been good in West Virginia, but you could never count on it, really. It had to automate, and I think the facts are we're producing not as much coal as we ever did, with less people doing it, and that's a rather sad situation. Of course, I'm not an economist, and I don't think a newspaper man is very much, but I saw the other day that the fellow Rukeyser, you know, who tells you how to invest your money, is now in trouble with the government and owes him $5 million, or what is it, $500,000. So whom can you trust? You're an awful delightful bunch to talk to. I wish we had a little session like this every week, and I'd like to hear you instead of myself. Wouldn't it be good in the town? But you see, that's what you call the melting pot of America, bring people together from so many places like that.
Well, instead of having a town meeting addressed by a mayor, maybe they should have a town meeting addressed by a newspaper publisher.
I don't think so, because I don't believe anybody really trusts the newspaper publishers. They have to go out and tell how good they are. Nobody ever discovers it.
What about Paul Harvey?
Oh. I like Paul Harvey. I think he's
like chewing gum.
I think he's very sound. I know I eat at a pizza place. It just drives me mad with its loud music, but they will always turn it down when the broadcast of Paul Harvey. Somebody has a soul somewhere. So nobody will feed the jukebox while Paul Harvey is on. I've noticed that among the masses. I'll trust him. But you know, the fellow that I would run for president right now is Ted Turner. You know, he seems like a flamboyant sort of an individual.
He's got a crew on campus here today.
He does.
He does, sir.
Really?
No, Ted Turner.
I believe if we would have played ball with Russia long years ago instead of trying to exchange atomic bombs, we'd probably been farther off. Fundamentally, I think people are good, and the only thing that's wrong is when you get some people who are fighting for power all the time. So if you want to go and play some basketball with them, I think that you're going to sell the American way and the Russian way. And I'd like to talk to some of these people who come back from the Ted Turner thing. I'd just like to know what their views are. Are we getting the right story? Do we ever get the right? We don't trust the press now, really.
Don't you think that there are some newspapers which you would say that you'll accept by and large what's in. For example, I won't accept Time magazine because of the loose herdage. But there are a couple newspapers in the United States that I say that I'm going to accept that as much as I would accept a professor trying to teach me American history. And I think maybe
I would almost take the New York Times.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think if you nail them to the wall with a deliberate lie, would be new in my experience. You might get a crazy reporter, as the Washington Post did, that got a Pulitzer Prize. You know, by lying.
They'd like to take that one back, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I'd like to intervene here on Jim Comstock's behalf. He's lost a very, very dear friend, and I know he wants time to visit the family. We do have a 5 o'clock engagement with the president of the college.
Okay. Okay, next time we'll see you.